We're here at the Edinburgh Fringe, and this is my first interview with a non-verbal theatre piece, which is in a fringe of 3,000 shows where most people are talking. It's good to talk to you. I'm joined by...
I'm Raymond from Hong Kong.
And...
I'm Eva.
Okay, so Raymond and Eva, and you're going to tell us a little bit about a piece with a beautiful, interesting title, The Venerable Bird's Eye View. What's it about?
Actually, this is a non-verbal show. We come from Hong Kong. The theatre name's called Aquagrat Theatre. It's a very young and energetic company. This show is a non-verbal show. It's talking about gender identity in Asian. We're talking about how the norms to control or manipulate about the stereotype of gender.
What can you explore and achieve artistically in a non-verbal piece that is better than, say, having spoken word in it?
I think the most interesting things is we can easily to communicate with other country and other culture, because if you saw our movement, you can taste what we think, and you can feel what in Asian or Hong Kong people thinking about gender issue.
And tell me a little bit, because we don't know, what is the theatre scene like in Hong Kong? The world of theatre, what's it like there compared to, say, here? Is there a lot of people doing theatre, a lot of people doing dance and movement?
It is a lot of people doing dance and movement, but it is really difficult in Hong Kong because we don't have a lot of funding, we don't have so much support. We've got beautiful venues, we've got beautiful technicals, but we are always lack of money to do, like, really good show. So it's pretty a good experience for us to come over to Edinburgh Fringe and see people all around the world and meet people all around the world doing theatre together.
And how about, you know, we read a little bit and watch a little bit about the political climate. You know, can you express yourself freely as artists in Hong Kong?
Well, the climate of politics in Hong Kong is a bit changing a bit. You know, maybe the culture and the freedom of creativity not change so much, but we can feel it. The artists or some theater maybe have a censorship by themselves.
How do you create your work?
Well, it's based on a poem. It's called "Is a Vulnerable Bee." It's talking about the birds. The birds. This guy in the poem say, "What is human? It's like a bird." Come from the windows and go in the lobby, and we can feel some warm fire, good food, and something else. But and pass through the windows, and then the human life is gone. It's something like a mystery. We don't know where we're from and where we're out.
When did that moment happen when you decided to do this poem as a piece? Tell me the story of that.
It's a really complicated story. It starts with an original idea from a director, but he can't come with us this time because of health issue.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So it started with that 4 years ago, right?
Yeah. So the director had the idea, but, you know, is there something specific about this poem that you loved?
Actually, the director is a British. Inspired by this poem, and then tell us. I think this is interesting because life is somewhat like a mystery. Even in Asian, many believe that life is like a circle. You know, this time I'm a human, but maybe you don't know what is the next life.
So you think you might be a bird?
Maybe, because it's a very like a Asian thinking of wave of thinking, because this is called a cycle, or I don't know how to say in English. It's called sometimes you'll be a human this life, and then next life you'll be bird, or the next life or you'll be a pig, or maybe a cockroach, we don't know.
So again, go back into your memory to that creation process with the director. What, describe to us a rehearsal, one of your rehearsals. What was that looking like?
Wow. Because actually, one of the porn is nudity. Like human, because we born from without any clothes and without any things, and when we imitate the birds, we nude as a bird, and then we change and transform to a human, and then we adapt some social norms. You know, gender or some stereotype from men or women, and then we become change of our mind. And then later, we find what is the most important things of a human. Is it love, or honesty, or any burden you have to carry from your family or from your relationship? We have to think about it.
So there's some quite ancient spiritual traditions here. But in terms of the actual process, you know, was the director... Did they have a clear idea and they directed you, or did you devise this together and experiment?
Yes, we devised it together.
Yeah, we devised it together. We've come up with so many scenes with different story inside, and then after we decided to come to Edinburgh Fringe, then we have to pick all the scenes that we think is that can mostly present what we want to present. Mm. This is the most difficult part that we were facing.
Yes, yeah. Actually, we would create around 70 minutes around the show, but now I just we cut it in 50 minutes. So we condense and focus on our topics.
And now you're here in Edinburgh,
yep.
With 3,000 other shows.
Yep.
What is your invitation to audience to come and see this?
Oh, maybe I can show some photos. We do some... No,
that doesn't work so well on the radio.
All right. Raymond yesterday, he dressed up in gown, a low-cut gown, a really long dress. Then we walk with another actor in High Street.
Yep.
And doing all the miming stuff, slowly walk, they kiss, they touch it. They dance together, they touch each other. Showing even two guys, they have that relationship as well.
So a very physical, sensual piece that people will see.
Yes,
exactly.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to Fringe Review and inviting us to come and see the venerable bird's eye view. Fly along to sea venues. Thank you.
See you.